Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Mr. Speaker, these bills are part of the government's wider plan to control debt and to keep investing in our economy.
The Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Tony Ryle, kicking off the third and final reading of the legislation paving the way for the National Government's plan for partial sale of shares in some state assets.
This government's made it absolutely clear that we are not going to be diverted by the scaremongering and nonsense of the three-headed party opposite.
Tony Ryle said the government expected 85 to 90% of shares sold in the companies would be bought by New Zealanders.
Our opponents, who when they sold public assets, did it without a legislative mandate, did it to the highest bidder, and never gave everyday New Zealanders a look-in. Never gave everyday New Zealanders a look-in. That's what this government will do. This is about giving everyday New Zealanders a chance to own shares in these businesses, whether directly or through their super funds or their KiwiSavers or their other Crown financial institutions.
The Minister wound up with a warning of what would happen without asset sales.
Countries that don't control their debt and don't invest in the future begin to lose control of their destiny. And this government will not put our country in that position.
The question is, order, the question is that the motion be agreed to.
Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson then took a call from the Leader of the Opposition.
I call the Honourable Member David Shearer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I knew if we waited around here long enough, we would hear that if we don't do this, we'll end up like Greece or Spain or Italy. It is the classic, isn't it? You've got to look offshore and say, if we don't sell off our assets, we're going to be like Greece. What a lot of nonsense. What an absolute travesty of the truth. That's absolute nonsense.
The Labour leader also had a warning.
We may be finishing this piece of legislation in this House today, Mr. Speaker, but I can tell you what, the fight is not finished.
Right.
It will be out of here and onto the streets.
That's, right.
That's where it's going.
That's, right.
That's where we continue to fight this battle to keep our assets.
But Mr. Shearer accepted that the opposition could not stop the legislation being passed.
It is likely to go through with a wafer-thin majority brought about by Peter Dunn of United Future, who hasn't really taken a very active part, I have to say, in his electorate, where we have been collecting the most signatures of any of the electorates around the country. They are dead against him selling off and putting his name alongside the national government in selling off our legislation, Mr. Speaker.
David Shearer's attack on the United Future MP was taken up by New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Mr. Dunn has one last chance to redeem himself, one last chance to represent his electorate, to stand up for the people of New Zealand, one last chance to act for the people of this country and not his own selfish, personal, egregious self-interest.
For the Greens, co-leader Russell Norman said the debate on asset sales had revealed that most New Zealanders had a long-term vision for their country.
And when people sign the referendum petition, they're not just signing a piece of paper that says, I demand my say on privatisation of the assets. What they're saying is, I believe in my country. Every person who signs the petition, the 100,000 people who have already signed the petition, every one of them, when they sign that petition, what they are saying is, I believe in the future of Aotearoa New Zealand. Every one of those people.
Another 250,000 people will have to sign the petition to force a referendum on asset sales. While in the House, the legislation paving the way for their sale hung on just the one vote.
The question is that the Public Finance Mixed Ownership Model Amendment Bill be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no.
No.
It's a party vote. The clerk will conduct a party vote.
New Zealand National,
59 votes in favour.
Act New Zealand,
one vote in favour.
United Future,
one vote in favour.
The ayes are 61, the noes are 60, the motion is agreed to.
So there you go, the government's mixed ownership model legislation, split into two bills for their third reading, now ready for the Governor-General's signature. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.